1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square Media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk.
Still coming up on the Barnabas South High School Football Show, our Week 3 football picks. Plus, we'll check our medical spotlight tonight, Dr. Justin Kubek from Ocean Orthopedics on spinal injuries. But we're delighted, as always, to welcome in around this about this time the head coach of the Monmouth University Hawks back home this Saturday at Kessler Field to take on the Pioneers of Sacred Heart. He is Kevin Callahan, whose Hawks have won 2 in a row after a Week 1 loss. And got to be feeling pretty good about your Chargers, Coach. A complete game last week in the win over Wagner, and poised to make it 3 in a row with the home game on Saturday.
You know, we are, Kevin. You know, certainly it's good to be on with you guys, with Ed and Matt. And I can tell you this, you know, this is a game that's very, very important to us. I mean, a year ago, we followed the same scenario where we had an opening loss to Lehigh. We came back in Week 2 and beat a CAA program. In Week 3, we had an NEC game, a big NEC game on the road, which we won handily. And then we came home to a team that was winless, and we weren't as successful in that game. And, you know, that's the message I've been sending to our guys all week long. This is the NEC. Every game is important. We know when we get into conference play that anybody can beat anyone on any given day. And, you know, we've got to be ready to go. And so far I've been happy with our preparation this week.
Coach, this is an offense that really looks unstoppable. Even in the opening, day loss, they moved the ball. Say a little bit about your offense.
Well, you know, Ed, I think we, and I said this all along, we have a lot of weapons, and we have the ability to spread the ball around. You know, we have three very talented running backs, all of which are capable of making explosive plays. We have 4 to 5 receivers that we can put the ball in their hands, and they can make yards after the catch and are capable of the big play. We have 2 very, very good tight ends, and we have an offensive line that I think is the best one we've ever had. So when you put all those things together, I think it's a group that, you know, if we're focused, if we're concentrating on what we have to do, we can be extremely explosive.
See, and I'm shocked Ed went in that direction,
being
an old defensive coordinator, because to me the story in the early part, your Achilles heel last year was the defense, which gave up points in bunches, especially down the stretch. But, boy, they have really been impressive, and coming off a brilliant performance against Wagner, in which Dan Sullivan had one of those career games.
Well, you know, Kevin, defense last year, you know, in the second half of the season, is exactly as you said. We gave up points in bunches, and I think that, you know, there was a number of factors that played into that, but, you know, the big thing is right now we've gained experience. We have, you know, guys healthy who are on the field, and we're playing as a unit. And all three games this year, I think we're doing extremely well. If you take out the first half of the Lehigh game, you know, this group has been playing very well together, and they've been doing a great job. And as you mentioned, Dan Sullivan from Manasquan High School had a career day last week. He was all over the field, in on 9 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 4 tackles for loss. I mean, he was unstoppable, and he played with such a fire and such enthusiasm that, you know, we hope that that's contagious and more guys on the defensive side pick that up.
Kevin, this week it's Sacred Heart, and it's a pretty unique situation because you're going to be facing Mark Nofri, an interim head coach, because I believe the head coach is sick, right?
Well, that's the case, and honestly, I just would like to speak to that for a minute.
Go ahead.
Paul Gorham is the head coach at Sacred Heart, and last season he had a very severe lung disease, and he knew that during the season, though no one else did. Once the season was over, he went out to the Mayo Clinic and had to have a double lung replacement.
Wow.
After that occurred, and he was on the replacement list until the very, very last day. If it didn't happen on that day, Paul would not be with us today. He received a double lung replacement. After that, and the rehab was going well, he developed a problem in his leg, and they had to amputate one of his legs below the knee. About a month later, they had to amputate the other leg below the knee. And I'll tell you what, Paul Gorham is one tough, inspiring guy, And, you know, Mark Nofri has taken over. I've spoken with Mark on a number of occasions, and he's doing a phenomenal job in that position.
Does the game plan change any way, Kevin, against Sacred Heart because of that, or is it the system that you're playing against?
No, it doesn't change at all, Ed. I mean, they do what they do on offense and on defense. You know, on the offensive side, they like to throw the ball. They have a very, very talented quarterback who – last year, coming into our game, threw for over 1,000 yards in the three games leading up to when we played him. He gets rid of the ball quickly. He knows where the ball has to be delivered. He's very difficult to get to, although last year we did sack him 6 times, but we were the only team that really got to him in that fashion. On the defensive side, they really mix things up. They come with a lot of different blitzes, many of which you'll only see once in the game. So our guys in the offensive line, in terms of protection, have to really be heads up and understand what's going on because they can cause you some problems in that area.
Chatting with Mama University head football coach Kevin Callahan, as Hawks 2-1 will host Sacred Heart on Saturday at Kessler Field, 1 o'clock kickoff in West Long Branch. Beautiful Saturday it should be to get up and watch this very talented team. Coach, I know what the answer to the question is, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
And I know what you're going to ask me. Go ahead.
I think you're going to be right.
I feel it coming, Kev. Here we go.
All right. No, it's not. Are you the least bit concerned about your team looking ahead only because Sacred Heart has lost their first 2 games, although they were non-conference games? And, of course, the following week you have Albany, which, you know, figures to be a huge game. And I'm not talking about from a coaching standpoint. Have you been worried about your players thinking Albany, not Sacred Heart?
Kevin, have you ever met a coach that wasn't worried? I mean, worried
no.
every week, worried about that situation and every other scenario that exists. And one of the messages I told, you know, sent to our team on Sunday after the Wagner win was that, you know, so far through 3 games, this season has paralleled last season. You know, and as I said earlier, opening loss to Lehigh, win against the CAA team in week 2, win on the road against a tough Northeast Conference opponent in week 3, come home in week 4 and play a winless NEC team, and a year ago we lost that game. And, ooh, you know, we are determined, and every player on our team is determined, that is not going to happen again this year.
Well, let me ask you, just for the record, what did you think I was going to ask you?
About the PA, right, Kevin? About the PA?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I knew.
Well, you know, we got you off the mark in our last home game, didn't we?
Listen to me. I'm telling you right now, you better ride me, buddy, because I'm hot. I'm leading you to the promised land. If you were smart and you win Saturday, you do everything in your power to get me up to Albany the following week and steal the microphone. But for right now, you got to take care of Sacred Heart this Saturday.
Tell you what, we will put you on the bus, and we will put you up with us up there.
Listen, let's worry about this Saturday. Again, as you said, it is the scenario of last year. You don't want to be repeating it. And, of course, I think the last time Sacred Heart visited you, they knocked you off. So, obviously, you want to take care of business.
That's
but it has
true.
Been a... Yeah, it's been a good couple of weeks, back-to-back weeks for you. Let's hope we ride that momentum. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and thanks so much for giving us some time tonight.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. By the way, you can listen to Coach Callahan every Tuesday night along with our colleague Matt Harmon on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, 7 to 8 Tuesday nights. They do that from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End.
We have to go up one day.
We'll go up one Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that show is on our sister station, 1160 and 1310 AM. And, of course, like everything we do, streamed at shoresportsnetwork.com. And Matt and Kevin do an hour on Monmouth football with players and coaches as guests. It's a great listen for Hawk football fans, and Kevin does a great job. But are you going Saturday?
No.
You have plans this week.
Well,
huh?
Yeah, but just that night. I think the Neptune Long Branch game.
Okay.
We have Neptune coming up on the schedule.
So you're
going to
see
weeks.
Them.
I'd like to see that game and be a little bit better prepared on Neptune.
I got you. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, Ed, and then we'll come back. My conversation with Dr. Justin Kubek of Ocean Orthopedics in our medical spotlight, as this show is sponsored by Barnabas Health. We appreciate all they do. And then on the other side of that, the pick six. Six big games this weekend, 6 toss-up games. Who do we like? Because it means a lot who we like. Not really. Do that right after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
Whether it's a black tie wedding or a night out on the town with friends, let Lacey Limo be your designated driver for any event. Giants, Jets, and Eagles fans, tailgate in style at the Meadowlands or at the Link in Philly. Party before and after the biggest concert of the year. Enjoy a Broadway show and day of shopping in New York. Hit the jackpot in Atlantic City. And, of course, Lacey Limo will use more than 20 years' experience to help make your wedding day unforgettable. Lacey Limo's tuxedo-clad chauffeurs drive nothing but the best, latest model limousines and provide you with prompt door-to-door service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lacey Limo's stretch limousines and vans are always on time, always immaculate, always comfortable, and fully stocked with soft drinks, snacks, and glassware. To book your limo for a wedding, airport transportation, or any special occasion, log on to LaceyLimo.com. Lacey Limo, your designated driver for any event and the official limousine service of 105.7 The Hawk.
Barnegat.
Bayville.
Quick.
They are friends and neighbors, families and local business owners, people who call the Jersey Shore home.
Orchid River.
Jackson.
Freehold.
At Ocean First Bank, we're from here too. Here for you since 1902. From loans and mortgages to business financing and estate planning, Ocean First is always ready to help. Around the corner,
Little Egg Harbor,
Manchester,
and around the clock with the very latest in online, mobile, and text banking. For over 110 years, our customers have relied on us for much more than ordinary service.
It's extraordinary!
Stop by any nearby branch, call 1-888-OCEAN-33 or visit oceanfirst.com. Equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. Ocean First, extraordinary community banking.
Now back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Barn Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
This week on the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, our medical spotlight deals with spinal injuries. We're delighted to have with us Dr. Justin Kubek from Ocean Orthopedics. He's board certified in orthopedic surgery, and he's good enough to give us some time on this Thursday night to talk about this. Doctor, first of all, thank you very much for giving us a few minutes.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, obviously, you know, football season, and I hate to say football season and spinal injuries seem to go hand in hand, but certainly for the average person, we hear more about these type of injuries during the course of the football season. So maybe you could tell us what are some of the common spinal injuries that will be suffered and that athletes suffer during this time of year.
Yeah, thankfully, the most common injuries probably are not the catastrophic ones that we most often associate with, or the fear associated with football games, especially when we see a big hit and the guy's down on the ground. So probably the most common injuries are just lumbar strains, since either the cervical spine, which is more your neck, or the lumbar spine, which is your lower back, are most prone to injuries. So normally it's either a cervical or a lumbar strain. It'd probably be categorized in that, progressing maybe to a disc herniation in either the cervical spine or lumbar spine. And then sort of a separate issue are really those traumatic fractures, which most often are the cervical spine that that everyone's so fearful of.
Now, are most of these, whether it be serious or catastrophic, are they suffered usually in the course of a collision, somebody running, somebody tackling?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm watching a football game, and, you know, unfortunately those hits that I've seen are the ones that I'm concerned about, those catastrophic injuries, you can see it. And, you know, normally it's during the course of a tackle, and normally it's when a guy will lower his head and either, you know, impale into someone where there's an axial load or a compression to his spine when his neck is flexed forward. Those are really the most concerning hits or injuries that you're worried about that can lead to paraplegia, where someone is paralyzed after a hit like that.
Now, you said most of these are cervical or lumbar, and they are not serious, but what would an athlete feel, and how quickly can something like that be diagnosed?
Yeah, so there are some, you know, if an athlete, a football player, specifically during a game, feels maybe a tweak, a tightness in the lower back or a tweak in the neck, you know, that would be more consistent with either a cervical strain, which would be your neck, or a lumbar strain, which could be related to your back. Now, some of the other progression of symptoms that you can feel would be zingers, so sort of a sciatic-type pain shooting down the leg, a sciatic-type pain shooting down your arm. And that usually would indicate that there could be some nerve impingement or nerve irritation, so either a disc herniation in the lower back or a disc herniation in the neck. And if that were to happen, it's usually best you definitely get off the field for a little bit and then just assess how things are going to progress. So if it progresses, where that is a more persistent symptom, then it's definitely something that you need to get checked out with either your neck or your lower back. You know, interestingly to note, too, is that there is a specific set of spinal problems called congenital spinal stenosis. So I don't know if any of your listeners remember Philadelphia Eagles, and I think it was Michael Irvin, played for the Cowboys. And during one of the hits on the Eagles game afterwards, you know, they had taken him and evaluated him, and I think his career was effectively over after that, because when they evaluated him, he had sort of a temporary paralysis, and he had a predisposing congenital condition, which set him up for further problems. So if anything progressed where the symptoms were severe, so if you had numbness, tingling, or paresthesia, which is a severe numbness or paralysis of your lower extremities, and even if that resolved shortly after, that's something that's definitely more serious and needs to be investigated further. So a lot of it is the severity of the symptoms and how aggressive you're going to be in evaluating this.
Talking with Dr. Justin Kubek from Ocean Orthopedics. Doc, obviously in watching football today as opposed to 30 years ago, it does seem like there's more of these type of injuries, whether they're minor or catastrophic, than there was in the past. I mean, the players are bigger, stronger, faster. Is there any way to offset that? Is there equipment? Can equipment be improved? Is the equipment better and preventing some of the things we don't even see?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, as a fan of football and you know, watching games week to week, I think probably one of the biggest things is the changing of the rules. So spearing, you know, talking about those catastrophic cervical spine injuries. When you're diving at a guy, that D-back, especially a D-back going at a running back where he's jumping at him. A lot of these guys today, too, with the head tackles, besides the concussion issues, when you're leading with your head like that and your head is hitting a fixed force, which is that running back, the natural inclination of your neck is to flex forward. And those are really those scary hits that when I'm watching a game, if I see a guy's neck go like that, I just get concerned, because you know that that's where you can have. It's that force of injury to your cervical spine that can cause these catastrophic problems. You know, with the neck, having cervical collars, that can prevent sort of a hyperextension or moving your neck backwards. But your neck is mobile, and it's moving around. It's got to move around in football. So because of that mobility, it's always going to be inclined to some injuries like this. So I think a lot of the rules, the changing of the rules, enforcing the rules a little bit better, and you're definitely right. Guys are stronger, quicker, you know, faster. They're hitting harder. And it's especially concerning with guys leading like their heads like that, not just with concussions, but also neck injuries. It can be a significant problem.
Well, I thought you made a great point. You know, that is the biggest change. I played football a long time ago, and most of the tackles were up high. You were taught to put your helmet in the guy's numbers. You're wrapped around him. Now it seems like everyone is going for that tackle, the head in the knees, in which the guy will flip on the air. I don't know if it's to get face, to airtime on ESPN, but it's totally different than it used to be.
It is, and it definitely is. It's more dangerous, besides just with the concussions that, maybe we're just taking more notice of now, but definitely with cervical spine injuries as well. And a lot of times, if you look at the guys that get the cervical spine injuries, they're D-backs. So they're cornerback safeties. They're these guys that are just running in full tilt and then just leading with their head like that. And unfortunately, that's when you can see those catastrophic injuries.
All right, let me ask you this, too, as we kind of wrap this up, and that is, obviously, if something happens on the field of play, there's going to be an athletic trainer or a team doctor there, but how about if somebody starts noticing some of the symptoms after, the following day, the back, the neck kind of things, they need to get attention, correct?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, too, is common sense and listening to your body. So your body's going to be giving you constant feedback as to what's going on. So if you tweaked your back or your neck, you have some severe pain and discomfort, then it starts to ease up a little bit. You don't have any significant leg symptoms, so no pain reading down your legs, no numbness, weakness. If you have that either in your arms or your legs, that's definitely something that needs to be evaluated. Lumbar strains are incredibly common, and not just athletes, but just in everyday people. And when you have them, the typical course is it'll last a couple days, and then it'll ease up and get better. So it's definitely worth seeking medical attention. One, if the pain is so severe it doesn't get better after a day or so, or if you feel symptoms radiating down your legs or arms, because that might be a sign that there's some nerve involvement, and that's something that you should definitely get checked out.
Dr. Justin Kubik from Ocean Orthopedics, we thank you very much for giving some of your time. Hopefully those severe spinal injuries are ones that you don't get called on to handle too often, certainly during this course of this football season.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, and that, of course, brought to you by Barnabas Health, Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, Every Day Extraordinary, the sponsors of the Thursday Night Football Show. We are broadcasting live for a few more minutes here at the Water Street Grill in Toms River. Giants, Panthers getting set to kick it off in what is a very interesting game in the NFL. There are certainly some interesting games around the Shore Conference this weekend. Last weekend, when we got to our pick six segment, I was 4-2. Matt and Ed were both 3-3, a challenging weekend. Through 2 weeks of the season, I am atop the standings at 10-2. Matt is 8-4. Ed is 7-5. So let's go to this weekend's games. Matt has sent me his picks. We'll start with the game we'll broadcast tomorrow night right here on 105.7 The Hawk, as Toms River North, coming off a loss to Lacey a week ago, heads down to Manahawkin to take on the 2-0 Southern Regional Rams. Matt Harmon takes Toms River North. I go with Southern Regional.
Yeah,
Ed Sarlucas says,
I'm going to go with the upset also and take North on the road. I think they will bounce back. I think a little bit too much speed for Southern to handle. And I hope Chuck Donahue is already home and in bed and can't get 105.7 down there in Manahawkin and didn't hear that.
So 2 of 3 take the Mariners. That's a game I'll pick up because I think tomorrow night is Mike Gesicki's breakout game for this season. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams get the passing game going and they pull out a close one. I think it'll be a very good football game. These two teams always have great battles over the years, and these games have meant a lot over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Interesting one tomorrow night in Brick Memorial heading to Jackson Memorial. This is a big A-South game for both teams. I'm going to tell you that I took Brick Memorial, Ed. Matt went with Jackson, and I think I know where you're heading.
Green and gold to make it 3 in a row. I'll take the Stangs.
Can the Mike Basile show continue?
Yeah, I think he's got, what, 7 touchdowns
on the
year? Yeah, 2 weeks. All 5 last week.
Jackson putting up a good offensive show last week, bouncing back from the opening loss to Manalapan and then beating Toms River East. Here's an interesting one in that Mattawan struggled against Freehold Borough last week, needing overtime to win. They visit Ocean, a team that, of course, had to forfeit last week because of the skin problem, but the Big Red ready to go. Hopefully they won their opener against Manchester, haven't played in 2 weeks. How does the layoff hinder them, Ed?
Well, I think being home for the Big Red will help them a little bit, but I still think Mattawan is a tad better. I'll go with the Huskies.
And both Matt and I make it Mattawan as well, so that is a sweep. A big one in Class B South. We talked with Monsignor Donovan coach Dan Duddy tonight. His Griffins head south to Barnegat. Barnegat bouncing back with an impressive win over Manchester last week. I went with Barnegat at home tomorrow night. I think just a little too much of the Bengals.
Yeah, I also think Barnegat Bengals will pull it out.
And Matt chose Barnegat as well, so the home team gets our vote. Saturday afternoon, this, no, I don't think unquestioned, is one of the top game or two of the weekend in the Shore Conference. Neptune will host Long Branch. How good is the Green Wave? Can they go into Neptune and pull the upset?
Well, it's good that Neptune's home for that one, gets them on the home turf. I think they may struggle in the first quarter, not playing last week. I think it's going to take them a little while to get going. I'll go with the Flyers.
So you still like Neptune? Matt and
yes.
I do as well. And finally, a Saturday night game, the only Saturday night game. This a great rivalry for many years. Brick heads to Toms River South. I'm going with the upset. Don't ask me why. The Indians were not good last week against Southern Regional, but for some reason I think they bounce back at home and eke out a close one.
Well, both teams 0-2. We usually don't have games like this to pick, but it is a toss-up. I'm going to go with the home team also. I think South will pull it out.
Matt likes the Green Dragons of Brick. So that is our picks for the weekend. We hope you have a great football weekend. Our thanks to our guests tonight, Chuck Donahue and Ryan Boyle from Southern, Dan Duddy and Brad Henson from Monsignor Donovan. Of course, Scott Stump, Manalapan quarterback Mike Isabella, Monmouth University head coach Kevin Callahan. For Tom Tremblay here, Phil Harding back at the studios, and my broadcasting colleague, Ed Sarluka. We thank you very much. We thank the folks at the Water Street Grill. We'll be back next week, of course, tomorrow night, North at Southern. You've been listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk. Good night, everyone.
Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more, anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com.